And welcome back onto the J98 Dream Team Selection Show, powered by your local McDonald's. Matt Greenwood with you, joined on the line by Mike Hutchison of the Windsor Girls Soccer Team, the co-coach of the year for girls soccer, as you just heard from Jerry Fulton of Perryville, the other coach of the year there. And so we've got two winners, and for sure Coach Hutchison is a winner in our books too, because the Windsor girls soccer team district champions this past year, and put up a heck of a fight against Cape Central in the sectional round. But Coach, obviously the area coaches around here thought, you know, what a heck of a job Mike Hutchison did with the Windsor girls soccer team. So to get this kind of honor, how does that make you feel today?
It's really more of a reflection on the girls and the hard work that they put in throughout the year, and how much they weren't willing to accept the troubles that we had early in the year, and how much they improved throughout the year. And one person never does it alone. I had a lot of help from Mike Alvarado and George Van Dyke, my assistant coaches. And I think it's more of a team effort and a team award, even though, it says my name on it.
Yeah, most certainly. But, you know, Coach, I mean, obviously you said that the girls didn't want to accept how things were at the beginning of the season, and obviously they worked towards getting better, and they did get better. You wound up being district champions. But I feel like, you know, as a coach, you're not just coaching the ability, but you're coaching the mental side of things, and you want to be able to sort of cheer them up and get them motivated. So without giving too many trade secrets away, what does Coach Hutchison, what kind of conversations did you have with the girls this year to keep them motivated to keep getting better? Did you have to have, you know, a lot of those talks?
Early on, when we were having some trouble and losing a couple of games, I just told them that, you know, the quality of the competition we were playing was going to help us, and that district titles aren't won in March. They're won in May. And just like last year, I think we had a lot of girls that were freshmen on the team the previous year that are now sophomores. They knew that we got better and better last year as the year went on. So there was a belief system there, and I just tried to keep tapping into it and just keep pointing out the improvements and the positives as we went along. And it was frustrating at times, but we just never let ourselves focus on the negative unless it was trying to find a way to improve upon it. And we never let it get us down. And I think just staying positive, and the girls really all had a real positive attitude throughout the year. And I think that's the thing that kind of carried us, was just staying positive, staying focused, and just keep working together.
And, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know this about your team, Coach, but very, very young is sort of the identity that you have. A few seniors this year, but a lot of athletes coming back. And to me, for me, I would think that would make it a little bit more challenging to get the best out of the players when they're seeing negative results because of the youth, and you know, sometimes that can affect their mental side of things, and they get down on themselves. And obviously, as a coach, it's very important that you keep things positive. So, did it impress you even more this season where you guys wound up because of the fact that you did have some younger kids on the team?
Yeah, it really did. I really thought, you know, it would be easy to hang your head and feel sorry for yourself and to really just dwell on the negative, but they really spun it to a positive. They just continued to work hard. They stayed together. They never pointed fingers at each other, which is something that, you know, can happen when things aren't going so well. And I just think that it was a collective determination that, you know, they knew the potential was there, and they knew they weren't playing to that potential. And it was just a matter of continuing to focus on those things that that were going to help us win, and really try to simplify our game, start getting some positive results, and then just keep building. And I thought the girls really did a great job of sticking to that. And when things started to go our way, they really seized the opportunity didn't get complacent, kept the ball rolling, and really finished off the season nicely.
I feel like, Coach, when it comes to young talent, that you know, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to have a learning curve, and it happens with youth. And you know, going from being a teenager to an adult is sort of the same thing. And but you're doing this within a condensed amount of time. The soccer season's only just a couple of months and then some. And so to me, you know, you look at the youth and the fact that there was a bit of a slow start and the way you guys did finish. Now you're thinking, okay, well, they've got a year under their belt, a year of mistakes, a year of learning sort of thing. And now you're coming back with like 8 girls, including your goalkeeper, your top 3 goal scorers. I mean, it could potentially, you know, this sort of season, the type of season that your girls went through could potentially make them loads better next year, don't you think?
Oh, I really do. You know, part of the issue early on was the increased responsibility that some of them had. Our seniors that graduated left some holes, especially down the middle of the field, and so we did have to move a couple people around. We had to increase the responsibilities of others, and they really, you know, accepted that. They got better and better with it. They really learned, you know, when you get those increased responsibilities, that your margins of error are fairly small, and they really adapted well and adjusted and accepted those responsibilities. And so, yeah, now I think moving on into next year, they should be ready to step right back in and hopefully hit the ground running. We're going to try and also make sure that we try to get them involved more in playing in the off season, so that shaking off that rust and getting back up to the speed of play doesn't take so long. But I really feel like we're in a good position to make some good things happen for us next year. We've just got to, as we said this year, we can't wish for them to happen. We got to go out and make them happen. So it'll be up to us to put in the work to make sure that we make that happen, but I'm sure that they will.
Yep, sure they will too, Coach. Obviously, they listen to Coach because they turned things around and got a district championship this year. So, all right, Coach, we'll wrap this thing up with congratulations to you again on being co-coach of the year. And just any final thoughts you have on receiving this award, anyone you'd like to thank for this honor, you may do so now.
Oh, I just appreciate that they saw the improvement in our team. And sometimes the best teams in the end aren't the most talented or the ones that are blowing people out from the beginning, but that we made steady progress throughout the year. And I think that's the credit goes to the girls and to my assistant coaches. We all just stayed together and tried to keep the ball rolling in the right direction. And I think the other thing that gets overlooked is your senior leadership. Our captains, everybody together, kept everybody on the same page, kept an upbeat attitude. Sometimes when your senior year isn't quite going the way you would get to, it's easy to get down and everything, but they really picked everybody up and really, really led the way for us. So, you know, I guess a special tip of my cap to the seniors, to our, which were the core of our defense, and they really helped, with the improvement, and they really helped stem the tide and get everything turned around and going in the right direction. And I think they were a big part of leading us to the district title.
All right, very well. Again, that is Mike Hutchison of Windsor Girls Soccer, co-coach of the year. Jerry Fulton of Perryville getting the other portion of that honor. Coach Hutchison, it's been a great pleasure working with you this spring. Congratulations again on your team success, and we look forward to next soccer season.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. We'll have more J98 Dream Team Selection Show coming up next.